This is Thursday night again. It is October 18th, 2018, and this is the Natural Healing Call. And I should remind people that the views expressed here are the views of the speakers and do not necessarily agree with the National Liberty Alliance. And this, I'm sure, is going to be an interesting call. We've been trying for 3 weeks to get this up and running. It's on Rife. It's on Dr. Rife and his machines and what he did. And I know I've had requests for people who thought that it had already happened, and so I hope they'll either be on the call or they can use the playback. The playback number for this is 605-475-3257, and then use the same participant code, 449-389. So with that, Harold, you're on. Go ahead with whatever you'd like to talk about.
Okay. Everybody, have a good evening. Hopefully everything works out good tonight after I finally had to do a magic track to straighten it out. I decided to make it more concise and make it more practical for everybody. So I'm first going to start out with terminology. So if I start talking and you don't understand something later on, at least you can take notes on this. I'm going to start with the HZ. That's the letter. That's the two letters. It stands for Hertz. H-E-R-T-Z. That stands for cycles per second. Okay? The other abbreviation is M as in Mary, H-Z as in zebra, and that stands for megahertz, or millions of cycles per second. So this way you get this under your belt right now, you'll know. Then you've probably heard of a plasma tube. That is a gas-filled tube, like a neon sign, but is anywhere from 12 inches to about 18 inches long, and is filled with argon gas. Another term is PAD device. P is in Peter, A, D is in David. PAD device is like a TENS electrode that's usually stuck on the body, and it's used for giving a signal, like a TENS unit is a transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulator. It's used for pain control. I don't know if anybody knows about it. If not, I can explain better. And it injects a signal basically into the nerve muscles, and it basically blocks the pain going to the brain. That's basically the way it works. Next, with the use of Rife frequency devices, when you're using a PAD device, in that instance, you never put it on your temples. You can probably get be like electric convulsive shock therapy. You can probably get a seizure. Never across your chest, because it could possibly stop your heart. And never on your neck, because it could affect your thyroid gland. So you never do that. Those are some of the cautions, absolutely. Another thing, if after you have a Rife machine and you're finally using it, it's important, very important, to drink a lot of water to rid your body of kill germs. Then starting out, you can start, let's say, every 3 days, use a Rife device. Use it any more than that, then you may get something called a Herx effect, H-E-R-X. And that is, you feel sick, like you have the flu, but really you don't. That's because your body is trying to rid the germs out of your body at a faster rate that it can get out. So you're going to feel sick. Okay? Now I'd like you to get into different things. Like you, in the future, when it's available, you have to download. I gave Jan files for all of you to download. I'm not going to get into this now to save time. First is History of Dr. Rife. You're going to download that, and you can go over all of that and read about his background and his killing of cancer, specifically carcinoma and sarcoma. And also at that time in the 1930s, he used it for killing tuberculosis germs. Then I want to get into something else now, which there's three, actually going to be four files. Besides the history of Dr. Rife, there's one file that's labeled Frex-PFA-2. DIY project. Frex is F is in Frank, R is in Richard, E is in Edward, X is in xylophone, dash, P is in Peter, F is in Frank, A is in Apple, dash 2. And after that is parenthesis DIY project. That means do it yourself. The website, there was a website that's no longer around, unfortunately. It's called frex.com.au. And the person that he made a program called Frex 16. And that program had all the right frequencies in there. And you can run it on your computer. And you can connect a circuit, the Frex PFA-2 circuit, which he gave on that site. It's no longer there. I saved it, so I uploaded it. And you can build the circuit on a board, connect it to the audio output of your computer, and the output of that you can go to a pads. Well, this is TENS electrodes. You can output it and put it on your body. A simpler way of using the... You have to get that program. The Frex 16 program could be used without pad devices directly. For example, let's say you have knee pain. So you take headphones, you know, the thicker ones, the better ones, stereo headphones, not like the type you have on a Walkman, and you may need an adapter plug to make it fit into the audio jack of your computer, and then you go on to that program, the Frex 16 program, and you would choose, let's say, K for knee pain, and then you go through the procedure you have program, and you put your headphones on, let's say, on your knee, and run the program, and it'll actually massage your knee and take the pain away. That's the simplest way of using that program. That program is actually for free, and it's now located on another website. When I wrote this program and also made the circuit and built Frex machines for sale, Australia went after him, so he gave it to another site, to someone else who sells Rife machines and equipment. And that's now transferred to, Spectrotech. So the first thing you have to do is get the Frex 16 program, and you need to go to the website spectrotech.com. That's spelled S as in Stanley, P as in Peter, E as in Edward, C as in Cat, T as in Tom, R as in Richard, O is in Orange, T is in Tom, E is in Edward, K is in Kathy.com. And Spectrotech, on that site, you will see the Frex, further down, they have a Frex 16 program. And you go, you download it for free, and it'll run for any particular purpose you want for only 6 minutes. It has a limit on it. But if you purchase the program, and $1 trillion, it's $77, so it'll probably go down to probably about $60 in U.S. Purchase that program. You can use it for anything you want. I suggest download that program, and when it's available on National Liberty Alliance site, download the Frex-PFA-2 circuit diagram. It's not just a diagram. It shows you on a breadboard how to do each wire and each component. What you do with that circuit, the Frex PFA-2, you connect it to the audio output of your computer and connect it into that circuit, and the output of that can go on to pads, and you could basically use right frequencies with pads. You could do it that way. There's another way. There's another file that I said to download. It's called, the name of it is Rife Machine Under $99. What the person did, all of this stuff is not online anymore. Google erased it for some reason. It says that the Rife Machine Under $99, that file, the person uses an old PC to build a Rife machine with a plasma tube for electromagnetic output. What you could do, instead of doing that, you could use the machine. If you have an old machine just laying around somewhere and you're not using it, that you're never going to use again, you're just basically using the power supply in your old PC. And in there, it shows you a circuit, what he's doing. Maybe at another time, if Jan says it's okay, I have to go over that circuit and show you what they're doing. They're basically... He's using the power supply, and he's taken the power supply and the connector the ATX connector that connects to the motherboard, the main board on the PC, personal computer. He disconnects that from the motherboard, and he's not going to use the motherboard any longer. Instead, what he's going to do, he's going to take the green wire that goes to that connector, and he's going to jump it. He's going to put a wire from the green wire to the adjacent black wire, and that allows you to use the power supply of a PC without connected to a motherboard. Let me explain that. A normal power supply from a PC will not work, will not turn off if you disconnect it from motherboard. So this modification, that's another file now let me get into. I have another file, it's called Power Supply Modification. You have to download that file also, because that will give you specifically what he does in here. And then you could run that power supply while it's disconnected. If you choose to do this option, you're using the computer case, using the power supply in there, and instead you're going to have to drill two holes, bring two cables out of the box and onto a plasma tube, which you can get. If you go to any unsigned place, you can ask them for a tube, let's say 1 inch, to approximately 3/4 to 1 inch in diameter, and you want it about anywhere from 12 to 18 inches long, and you want connection points on the left and the right side of it, and the two wires you bring out of the box, in this example, which is shown in that file, you will be able, and then you load the FREX 16 program into this computer, right? Then you'll be able to run it as a write machine with the FREX 16. Another way out of it, I thought of using just a power supply by itself, and using an external PC using the FREX 16 program, and that'll run. Another thing, I'm recommending for the simplest way to get into using write frequencies, on Amazon.com, I noticed that there's a digital function generator. It's made by Koolerton, K-O-O-L-E-R-T as in Tom, O-N, and it's a 15 megahertz, that means 15 million cycles per second, digital function generator. It'll generate all the write frequencies. And it even has two channels, so you can generate frequencies on two channels and two body parts at the same time. And at this point, does anybody have any questions? Hello?
No, I do not have any. Does anyone else have any questions so far?
Before I go with anything else.
One thing I hope you're going to get into is the use of it for medical treatments, for fighting cancer.
Write machines today have worked out to be a primary use. Hello?
Yes?
Write machines are used for Lyme disease. Because many people apparently nowadays have a problem after getting medication, they still have the Lyme disease, and it's been shown to be more effective than medication. It's used for other purposes too, for different diseases. As a matter of fact, if any of you are familiar with Yahoo Groups, there's a Rife Yahoo Groups, Yahoo Group that you get on. You just go to Yahoo Groups and look for the Rife Yahoo Group, and you'll get on their listserv, and you'll be able to get the latest information or experimentation on frequencies that people have been using successfully. That's the main purpose right now, is Lyme. They use it for many other purposes, diseases, specifically bacterial infections, right? Getting back to you want to know any more than this? There's much more. As a matter of fact, in October 6th to 8th, I attended the International Rife Convention in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And at that time, I met Don Tully, who happened to have worked with Dr. Royal Raymond Rife, and that's where I got a plasma tube from him, and I got actually most of Dr. Rife's notes. I have different frequencies that I got from that. But nowadays, things have been modified. Matter of fact, in Rife's notes, it's very interesting, laboratory notes, he's found that if you use an infrared light, like some restaurants, I think, still do, to keep the food hot, he found that the infrared light made the bacterial growth significantly greater.
Well, that's great.
Let me, at this point, let me take questions or anybody, so before I go any, anything else, anybody have any questions?
If you do, speak up now. I see Terry unmuted. Are you commenting?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can now,
can
yes.
That?
Yep.
Okay. If the heat lamps that they use to keep the food warm...
The heat lamp what? I didn't get the rest of it.
If the heat lamps used to keep the food warm, if that's true and it creates more bacteria... What other things are they doing that's completely counter to what we should be doing?
I don't know. Well, they should just keep it hot, maybe on a warming tray. But I know there's a restaurant I used to go to way back, years back, and they always kept the food hot underneath infrared lamps, 500-watt lamps. So I read that in his notes. He experimented. He found he was dealing with different frequencies. And he found with his experimentation that if he had bacteria culture, let's say, under infrared light, that it would grow significantly fast. So I guess with food, they left it there for a longer period of time. Sometimes they did. I don't know if it would take, let's say, like 15 minutes, a delay, if it would be that much significant, but it would. So I found that interesting. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you buy a hood for your range at home, and this isn't restaurants, you buy a good hood, it's going to have a couple, three spotlights on it. They might be LEDs now, and it's going to have two nice big infrared tubes in there, or bulbs, and they'll have a tray on the back, you know, behind the stove, and on that tray you set your goodies, and you turn those two little lamps on there, and it'll keep them toasty warm, so they're still doing that. It must be part of the plan to remove us from the human race, maybe.
Yeah.
What I see often is that they have... I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
What
I didn't get...
What I see often, especially in the Chinese restaurant buffet that I go to, it's all heated from the bottom and kind of like
right.
Steam heat.
Yeah.
Is that better or was that worse?
That'd be better. Does not impart any high-frequency energy to it. Just a little steam heat underneath it, underneath the stainless steel trays.
Okay.
That's good.
Let me explain, maybe at this point, let me explain how basically the Rife frequencies work. What Rife did is that he had different types of bacteria, right? And what he did... you look in the history of Dr. Rife. He built microscopes that were capable to go up to 50 to 60,000 magnification. And he was able to achieve that by using, instead of using glass lenses, he used quartz lenses because they're very sensitive to ultraviolet. Then he used an ultraviolet film to actually video when he subjected, let's say, the bacteria to specific frequencies until he was able to make the bacteria explode, get destroyed, while he videotaped it. That's how he's able to prove what he did. And he developed different frequencies for different bacteria, and he was one of the first people to actually observe bacteria viruses with an optical microscope, which basically, if you... ask any doctor if they do know, or any optical place expert, they will tell you for a glass optical microscope, the maximum reachable magnification is 2,000 magnification. That's with a 10 power eyepiece, and 100x100 power objective. And when you, because at that point, when you, as you hire the objective, that's the bottom part of the microscope, the rotating turret with lenses. When you go to 100x objective, it gets so close to the glass that if you have light coming through, and the lens is so very small, you're going to get very little light. So in that, when you use 100x objective, you have to use something called you have to use an oil immersion oil. You actually put an oil on the cover glass that's on the slide, and you have to put the objective right into that oil in order to not to have the light rays bend to the side, so you won't get enough light to see it. You know, right. That's the current way in a regular optical microscope, the high power 1,000 magnification. If you use a 20x eyepiece with a 100x objective, you get 2,000 magnification. What Reif did, however, was he used there's a number of things he did with his microscopes. The last one was a universal microscope, and that was able to go up to 60,000 magnification. And he used Reif originally worked for Zeiss. He was an expert in optics, and he also actually did government work for the United States. So he knew what he had to do. To this day, no one can duplicate his microscope. It's what happened. They vandalized his labs. He was privately funded by a millionaire. He had two laboratories, one in San Diego, and the other one was in New Jersey. And they vandalized him. What happened is that the head of the AMA, American Medical Association at that time in the 1930s, that discovery, and he had a big-time pathologist at that time who recognized his work, Morris Fishbein, I think that was his name, wanted to buy the bulk of his invention, his use of a frequency generator that he made. And Reif refused to do it. And then after that happened, he started calling Dr. Reif a quack, and I started going after him, just like it happens today. You have one doctor, I'm trying to think of his name, the one that that actually has cured uncurable cases of brain cancer. Let's see, what's his name? I can't think of it now. Probably another time. There's a doctor, an alternative method right now for treating brain cancer, and he's very successful, and it doesn't use drugs. I can't think of it. All right, I'll leave it go. Let me go back to Reif. Anyway, so in Reif's Royal Universal Microscope, he used a certain configuration of prisms, also made in quartz, and he set up his microscope. It doesn't look like any microscope you would see today. First of all, it had over 200 parts and it weighed over 200 pounds. He used immunofluorescence to identify by color the type of viruses or bacteria that he was looking at. That's another unusual thing you'll never find in a microscope today. But let's see, anything else I can mention? He formed a corporation, and he had Tully, and it was different. He had different people that worked with him to make the different type of frequency generators. Reif normally worked 16 hours a day, so often sometimes even 24 hours a day, because he was dedicated to his work. I don't think you'll ever find that today. There's a book published. Let's see. Do I have it over here too? I think I do. Hold on. There's a book that was published. It was a investigative reporter. This is in 1950. After going over exhaustively over Reif's work. The thing was The Cure for All Diseases. That was the name of the book. You can look it up. I think they may have it on Amazon. And it gets into a lot of details of what Dr. Reif did. That I would recommend. I want to think. I don't want to make it bore everybody with a lot of stuff I have here. Let's see.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah, sure.
When you say, 15,000, what did you say, 15,000 hertz or 15,000 kilohertz?
I was talking about magnification. 50,000 to 60,000 magnification of any object of a specimen he has in a microscope. Is that what you're talking about?
Thank you for clarifying that. But I was also asking about, you said that different frequencies would burst the bacteria or the viruses. Is that correct?
Yeah. He had specifically, he arrived at different frequencies for different bacteria and viruses, yes.
And what That's kind of energy? Okay. So what kind of energy?
Electromagnetic energy.
Let me explain.
Let's see, originally he used radio frequencies, okay? He experimented with using a regular type of antenna, and then he used an argon tube instead, filled with another gas tube, it could be. And he found that the penetration through the body, electromagnetic waves with frequencies, was much more with an argon-filled tube than using just a straight antenna. Plus, at that time, he had another problem. The FCC was clamping down on him because he was interfering with radio stations. But today, all you really need, basically, you need 50 watts out of your device. He had much more than that. 50 watts out with frequencies coming to the electric plasma tube, and that's enough to do it. You don't need any more. You don't need more thousands like he may have had when he was experimenting. Basically, if you, for example, I got involved in this way back, and what happened was years later, I had a cat, and my cat had lymphoma of the jaw. And what did the vet want to do? Remove the jaw. I said, no way in hell. It's not going to happen. So I looked and got even more involved into Rife, and I built an actual Rife device, not exactly with stuff he used in his days. And I had a plasma tube too. I used that, and it went away from my cat. However, it came back after a month. So I decided I need something that's much more penetrating than just the plasma tube that I had for the cat, especially in his drawer. He has bone there, too. So instead, what I did is to get a transducer. Basically, a transducer is a type of electrode that's used on a ultrasound scanner when you go for a sonogram, right? And I happened to get someone to donate that to me. Saved me at least $400 right there. And I hooked it up and called a function generator. Function generator is also a frequency generator, but the difference is a function generator allows you to choose the waveform. When you generate right frequencies, you're not going to use a straight sinusoidal waveform. You know, it goes up and down. You know what I'm talking about? And instead, you would want to use either a square wave, which goes up like a rectangle and comes down, and it goes down like a rectangle, comes up again above the horizontal line, right? You want to use square waves, or you could also use triangular waves. And there's a reason for that. If you use a square wave or a triangular waveform, and even though you set the frequency you need, right, because they're just out there on the internet, you can look up right frequencies, and you see different frequencies that have been that he found, plus right frequencies, plus others who have experimented and found successfully the other frequencies that work pretty well for different illnesses. You would set that, and what happens is if you use a square wave or a triangular waveform, it generates something called harmonics. What harmonics are is let's say 100 hertz, 100 cycles per second. If you make it a square wave, you have multiples of that. It will also generate frequencies at 200 hertz, 300 hertz, 400 hertz, 500 hertz, 600 hertz, all the way up. And it gets lesser and lesser and lesser in amplitude of the waveform as you go. And that's what one of the principles that Rife used, and when he generated it, his equipment unknowingly generated harmonics. But they found out after researching it years later that if you use a square wave or triangular wave, you'll find out that you get multiples of that frequencies. And so it basically gets it on both sides of that frequency. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or
yes.
I'm losing you. Okay? So an easy way out of it is, like I mentioned, the easiest way to get into this and the least expensive way of getting into this, you have right now on Amazon, there's a digital function generator on Amazon made by Koolerton, K-O-O-L-E-R-T-O-N. It has two channels, and it comes with cables. The cables have an alligator clip on the end. It goes up to 15 megahertz. Rife went for cancer, used one for 1,600,000 hertz, or 1.6 megahertz. So this thing will go even beyond what Rife used, right? It goes for $88.88. That's the easiest way to get into it, if you want to experiment with this. I suggest you do further reading on. Look online. There's a lot of stuff. And you can see they sell Rife machines. Actually, even at the convention I went to in 2000, there are different people, even from China, coming down claiming to have a Rife machine when it was ridiculous. There's only frequency generators you could use. You could use a frequency generator, but to claim charging anywhere from $2,000 up, I thought it was insanity. You know, but this is the easiest way I would suggest to do. You get a function generator from Amazon. You have two for each channel. You have two alligator clips coming out. You can even use this as a tennis unit. Even then, you choose a frequency you want. You can set it on there for using square waves. Each alligator clip, put a tens electrode attached to it, it'll clip onto it, and put it on your body. Let's say your leg or whatever hurts you, a muscle, and you'll see it'll help you get the pain away. That's one example. That's one way. That's the simplest way. Is anybody here familiar with any circuitry? Have any kits before, like Heath kit years ago or anything like that?
Yes.
Well, I'm the only one.
No, I've done that stuff for years. Do you have a rough feeling what the minimum and the maximum frequencies were that Rife was using in his research to kill germs, bacteria, and viruses?
He went to one, I think the top frequency was 1,600,000 hertz, or 1.6 megahertz. That was for cancer. They also, it was interesting. Rife, just a lot of terminology, I don't want to lose anybody, but he discovered that cancers are caused by two viruses, a BX and a BY. I believe BX was carcinoma and BY was sarcoma. But basically, viruses would be X and BY. Cancers would be one of those categories. The other thing that Rife discovered is a term called pleomorphism. That's P as in Peter, L as in lady, E-O-M-O-R-P-H-I-S-M. Pleomorphism. What pleomorphism means is that bacteria can change to a form of virus. And based on the conditions that are favorable or unfavorable, they can also change from a virus to a bacterium. That's what he discovered. Today, they only get into it. The medical field only gets a little bit into that. They don't really accept that. They treat something as a virus or a bacteria, and it could be that, based on what I've seen from Rife stuff, is that if, let's say you're treating a bacterial infection, right? Based on pleomorphism, it could change to a virus, and vice versa. That's something else from my readings on that, and from his notes even. Maybe in the future I can make copies of Rife's notes, if anybody's interested, and make some copies and give it to Jan and upload it. You could upload it and make a look at it. Any other questions?
Your transducer. I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
Your transducer is changing the energy somehow. Now, is it changing it from an RF frequency to sonic frequency, or what?
No, it's actually using ultrasound. It's ultrasound.
Well, that's exactly what
it's ultrasound. Let me explain that. All right. Normal human hearing is between 20 hertz, which is 20 cycles per second, to 20,000 hertz, or 20 kilohertz, right?
Yes.
Ultrasound is above 20 kilohertz. And there's another term called infrasound, which is below 20 hertz, okay? He's using, basically, he was using ultrasound. He was using ultrasound for cancers. Basically, in effect, it comes out to microwaves. It could go up to microwaves.
So he's using sound energy?
No, sound energy you could hear. That's human hearing.
It's above 20 hertz.
It's vibrational.
No, 20 hertz. No, 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz.
If it's above 20,000 hertz.
Yeah, you could use on a computer certain things. You could use for cancer. No, you're talking about at least over 1 million hertz for cancer. For certain things, you could use sound waves generated by a computer, but what it's doing is actually using square waves so they can generate higher frequencies than the multiples of the frequency you're using. You could use audio, but not from your computer. That's very limited if you do that, unless you use square waves.
I'm just trying to identify what he's putting. When I put this transducer up against my skin, what kind of energy is it imparting to my arm, for instance?
Okay, that's how you use a transducer. There's different forms. There's a pad device, which is electrodes. There's the transducer, more expensive way of doing it. And there's a ripe way, the original way was with a plasma tube. The plasma tube, ripe would choose. He could choose to treat certain cancer patients, which he did, and all seated in the same room, and he treats everyone at once. This goes to everybody. If you put a transducer, like you do with an ultrasound scanner, it's basically vibrating at a high frequency. It's actually imparting ultrasound into the body part. It's similar, the difference is that it's like as if you took a speaker, but a speaker can't go up to the speaker, regular speaker, audio speaker, can't go up to a typical ultrasound scanner for getting sonograms. Typically runs anywhere from 3 megahertz to 10.5 megahertz. Those are the frequencies. Or even, let's say from 1 megahertz to 10 megahertz. That's the frequencies that they use. That's ultrasound. That's above sound waves. The hearing that you can hear.
Okay, I think the confusion.
So you use a transducer on there, and they put a gel with it to couple it to your skin so there's no loss in the air, and that's how they use that.
Is that what you're doing?
A transducer is simply a device that changes energy from one form to another form. So you have electrical energy going into the transducer, and what's coming out is a vibration. Now, you can say it's not sonic because it's higher in frequency, but it is a vibration. It is not an electromagnetic radiation, right?
It's an acoustic energy. You're imparting acoustic energy into there.
You can think of it that way, but it's not in the realm of the human hearing.
No, of course not. But it's not electromagnetic energy you're after, like it would be.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was
actually
with
the thing that I did with my cat. I wound up using a transducer, and I determined my cat had lymphoma, and it's abnormally large lymphocytes and lymphoma. And I determined the frequencies for that, and I only gave my cat 4 half-hour treatments for the lymphoma, and it went away. And I had it just documented before and after with a veterinarian. And then I went to I don't want to go into the details, but I met a nurse practitioner who was told that our dog had a lymphoma in her stomach, and I treated the dog, and I got rid of the lymphoma in the dog's stomach. And after that, I went to a medical school to try to get a clinical trial of my method, and they wanted the doctor I saw there wanted to get a grant for doing it, for treating breast cancer, and of course pharmaceutical companies wouldn't give a penny to her. So she wanted to use medical students, and when she went to the dean at a medical school, he told her, if you do that for this clinical trial, then you're fired. And that's because the medical schools, the heads of the deans of medical schools are getting paid off by pharmaceutical companies, and that's why they do not have a cure, even though they could have one. Rife had a cure in 1934. He cured 16 out of 16 end-stage, not just starting the cancer, end-stage terminally ill patients, a 100% cure rate, not like I hear today, a 5-year survival rate.
When you used the transducer on your cat's ear, did you use a gel on it and hold it on its ear, or
yes.
Just...
No, it was on the lower jaw, luckily.
On his lower jaw.
I used a gel. I put it on there. Actually, my cat actually put its jaw where it wanted it itself. That I found amazing. Like it knew the spot that wanted it. And it was just only a half hour each time, and he rested there, relaxed for a half hour, not moving. And that was it. Then they got rid of it. I said the doctor couldn't believe it after that. Matter of fact, after I brought my cat back to the vet after a month, he even suggested euthanizing it. It was his cat. I said, no way. And he saw that. He was even scared to touch it. He said, open his mouth, show it to me. And he took 100 pictures. He couldn't believe it. But, you know, there's things out there. I guess in another presentation, which I said at one point I'll cover ozone, ozone therapy, prolozone therapy. In Europe they use ozone injecting cancerous and non-cancerous tumors. They use ozone gas. I'll get into that. People can get an ozone generator on Amazon. I'll get into how you could use that, but not at this point.
See, that's
any
next
other
week's
questions
call,
or anything
right?
I didn't explain or you want to know or anybody?
Do we have next week's call scheduled with ozone for you? I'm trying to remember.
Do you want ozone, or do you want it to be nutritional testing?
I guess it was nutritional testing. Ozone was last, right? So that'll be the week after.
What
that.
Was nutrition testing?
So essentially, I'm sorry.
Yes.
There seems to be enough delay to where I'm talking over you, and I don't mean to. I apologize.
No, go ahead.
So essentially
go
what
ahead.
He's doing is he's imparting acoustical energy, sound energy, which is compression waves, at just the right frequency to resonate with the bacteria or the virus, and just they just come apart. And once the cell integrity breaks down, that cell's dead. Is that the general idea?
That's a general idea. Yes, it is. That's a general
okay,
idea.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Yes, next week we have Harold scheduled for nutritional response testing. And November 1st we have ozone healing treatment. So we're going to have both of those. So it should be interesting. Does anyone else have some questions for Harold? We're getting near the end here. Okay. Anything more you'd like to add? We've got probably another 5 minutes, Harold, that you can use.
Anything else? Let me see some notes here. All right, let me just give my... I'll give if anybody has additional questions they have, think about, I'll give my email address, and I'll give my cell phone. Okay? Especially when you see those circuits, and you want to get involved with that and how to use any, even the digital function generator, you can feel free to call me, or especially you can write me an email. My email is Halco, H-A-L-C-O-H, at gmail.com. If you have any questions, feel free to write me. Also, my cell phone is 917-804-4438. That's 917-804-4438. You can text me on that, or either that way, or you can call me, or you can send me an email. If there's any questions you think of afterwards. Now, once you download the stuff, I'm sure that the history of Dr. Rive, the Frex PFA2 circuit, you can build yourself easily. The Rife machine under $99. The function generator you can get online for $88. Then I'm sure that you're going to have a lot of questions, because it's too bad you don't have it right now, and I had problems getting into this conference in the past. And that's the only thing I can say, I guess, at this point. The people have to actually
read this.
Thank
you very much.
Okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that. Too many calls tonight. I'm going to turn off.